This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The party's almost over in New Orleans as Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday, arrived, foggy and damp. The celebration's been going on since late in January. NPR's Noah Adams has been reporting on the low-wage workforce, and today he brings us the story of one festive event that's designed to bring families closer together for food and for fun.
In the days and nights of carnival time, the parades roll through the streets of New Orleans. The floats are creations of fantasy and satire, with costumed riders throwing bright strings of beads and toys down to the grounds. A parade could have 20 marching bands, more than 30 floats with over 1,000 riders. And for New Orleans, all this represents millions of dollars flowing through the streets. Our story is about a far more modest Mardi Gras celebration. Last week in the cafeteria of a church school building on the corner of Clouette and Pleasure Streets, in the section of town that many New Orleanians know as Desire.
All right, welcome today. I know y'all see the Mardi Gras decoration, so what we decided to do is have a Mardi Gras celebration. Our menu tonight is going to be Mardi Gras style, and we're also going to crown our king and queen of Kids Cafe.
Kids cafes are all over the country, run by local offices of America's Second Harvest Food Bank. There are three in the New Orleans area. At St. Philip Church, every Thursday evening at 5 o'clock, kids and parents gather for a hot meal. They are served at tables. It's set up like a restaurant. This is a neighborhood of need. Wood-frame duplex houses, many in disrepair. There are some new brick homes meant to replace the torn-down Desire Project buildings. St. Philip Church has long been a refuge, and Valerie Scott helps with the church's preschool program. She was raised in the projects and now has a home nearby with her family. Her son Trevor is a waiter here this evening. Her other son Oscar helps run the kids' cafe. Valerie Scott knows the families who come, knows who actually might be hungry.
They eat here on a Thursday, but they wish that I can do this like two times out the week. Because maybe the food don't last the whole month. You know, they come here, they look for this, they want this, they need this. You know, they always ask me, what can I do to help you? You know, can I help clean up afterwards? Because, I mean, you fed my whole family for free.
For many others, especially single working moms, Kids Cafe is more of a social event. That's true for Connie Anderson. She's a security guard at a New Orleans racetrack. She gets to see the horses in their morning workouts and keeps track of the vans and delivery trucks coming through her gate. At 3 in the afternoon, Connie Anderson leaves work to pick up her teenage daughters at school. She also has a 20-year-old son. And that's a lot of time in the kitchen, except for Thursdays.
It's good, because I mean on Thursday nights, I don't have to cook. I call my mom, my grandma, my sisters, my nieces, my nephews. We all eat at Kids Cafe on a Thursday.
Each Thursday in the half hour or so before the actual mealtime, the energy level kicks up in the hallway outside the St. Philip cafeteria. Young boys take turns playing drumsticks on a wooden tabletop. It's time for a quick food review. What do the kids think of Kids Cafe?
Well, I don't like it that much.
Darwin Pichon, age 12, says there's not enough salt in the green beans and there's too much canned food. He'd rather have what he calls real stuff. And here's Brijan Warner. She's 9 years old.
These people really inspire me, and I come here every Thursday with my brother and sister, and I think they feel very good.
Now, that sounds like something that somebody told you to say.
No, I thought it of myself.
Valerie Scott, the supervisor, does most of the cooking, and she's trying to make the food healthier with more juices and vegetables. She'll say, you don't need all that hot sauce. And she's happy when the kids lecture their parents about too much salt. It's also a chance to try different foods. One time she served rabbit, listed on the menu as smothered chicken.
So, in the middle of Kids Cafe, I said, now I have an announcement to make. I said, well, it's not chicken, it's rabbit. And it was like, that couldn't have been no rabbit, Miss Scott. That rabbit be walking around. And I said, but that was a rabbit, Stew Rabbit. And they loved it. And they asked me every now and then, we'll be going to have some more rabbit. Well, yeah.
It is. My name is Travis Scott. I'll be out waiting for the day, so y'all just be seated. And I'll come to y'all for y'all food.
Trevor Scott is earning $7 for his work this evening as a waiter. Several of the older youngsters rotate in these staff jobs for the money and for the resume. Two of the Kids Cafe veterans have worked part-time in local restaurants. Valerie Scott's oldest son, Oscar Brown, is in charge of the training, and he has one rule: show up on time. Learn that, and you're way out in front. Brown also serves as the Kids Cafe's master of ceremonies.
One more thing, Bobby Troy, as he do every week, gonna open us up in a word of prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today from forgiving for all our sins.
The food comes quickly, the plates brought around by the young waiters and waitresses. Fried chicken, red beans and rice, corn, apple pie, cookies. The St. Philip Cafeteria shines with garlands of gold and purple and green, the colors of Mardi Gras. The tablecloths are white, washed each week at a different parent's home. There are about 50 youngsters and 20 parents seated at 10 tables. And the idea is to have one grown-up at each table. It is the college students who are here that makes this Kids Cafe different. They're from Dillard University, a historically black New Orleans school. The Dillard students volunteer for the Campus Kitchens Project. It's part of a nationwide pilot program designed to connect colleges with their communities. The Dillard students, using donated cafeteria food, prepare and deliver meals to 8 sites around the city. The students discover they can have an important off-campus role, and the kids at St. Philip can glimpse a different future. Dillard juniors Leah Prudham and Takoy Jones have spent many Thursday evenings with the Kids Cafe youngsters.
Their level of success is becoming an NBA star.
Or a rapper.
Or a rapper. Or, that's what they see on television.
Maybe a TV star. Yeah. Not someone with a business.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Leah's an English major, so she wants to, you know, have a magazine or something. No one thinks to do that. I'm a marketing major. Hopefully I go into special events. So it's nice of them to say, well, what do you do? And when we tell them, it's like, oh, okay. You know, I didn't think about that.
Mm-hmm. They don't know African Americans who've been to college. Therefore, when we go there, they could see us. They could actually touch us. And we could tell them, if I'm in college, you could be in college.
Dinner at the Kids Cafe is over. A 5-year-old and a 7-year-old have been crowned queen and king. The tables are folded, the chairs stacked, the floor is mopped. And someone's probably already thinking about next week's menu. Noah Adams, NPR News.